Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks, everybody, for being here today. And I really appreciate that. My name is Robert G. I like to honor people that have been here before. There was a great guy named George D. He always started off by saying, even though I don't look like one, I am a compulsive gambler. So let me just start with that. Even though I don't look like one, I'm a compulsive gambler. I haven't placed a bet, and I haven't lied about placing a bet since May 22nd of 2009. Which is like 16 years, 10 months, 1 week, and 3 days. But I have to tell you, if you didn't gamble today, the score is tied. Everybody, it's a tie score. You know, days or time is interesting. You know, it's not the time you have, it's the quality of the time that you have. So, you know, I didn't really prepare for this speech today, which is an exciting thing for me because the truth requires no preparation. You know, I remember when I was in the throes of my action, I couldn't keep track of my lives or what I did or where I was, you know, and I had to rehearse and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, telling the truth, I could just fire away. So I'm going to talk today about a lot of things, non sequiturs. I'm going to be all over the place. But, you know, my gambling story is really boring, okay? And it's just really, really boring if I look back at it. But my recovery story is exciting. And that's what I want to share today. I want to share the recovery that I had. I came here first, believe it or not, in 1993. And I say it was 1993 BC, which was before cell phones. Thank God I got into this game before all this technology, you know. And I'm here, still here in 2026 AD, which means after digital. So that's the BC and the AD for my time here. For me, the cornerstone of my recovery has been the fellowship, period. And I heard from some brilliant guys. I'm going to talk about some of the brilliant men and women that I've met. There was a guy named Bob Y who he said, the brain that got you here is not getting you out of here. And for some reason, I never listened to anything in my life. I never listened to my parents, my teachers, my rabbis. I never listened to anybody. There was no reason to listen because I knew everything. I don't know. It was a godsend. It was a God intervention for me that I came to my first GA meeting. And for some reason, I said to myself, shut up and listen. And I heard some things and I continue to hear things. And once again, it's, you know, I learn more when I'm listening than when I'm speaking. You know, I was a liar. I was a cheat. I was a thief, all of those things. And I just remember standing up and saying I'm a liar and getting a standing ovation. You know, this is the only place on the planet where you're going to get a standing o when you confess that you're a liar. And I heard some great lies in my meetings, and I'm with a guy, and I said, you know, I had my sponsor Dave K. God bless his soul. You know, I hooked up with him bright and early, and I started listening to this guy. The first thing I listened to was he said, Robert, I'm going to sponsor you, but you need to call me every morning. You need to pick up the phone and call me at 8 a.m. No matter what, even if you call me and say, Dave, I have nothing to say. I need to hear from you, you know, and that was valuable. And I called him, I spoke to Dave every day almost for 30 plus years. It says in this combo book, the fifth word in our combo book is fellowship. And that's the cornerstone of this program for me. And I suggest that for everybody else. Once again, the brain that got here ain't getting you out of here. And the fellowship is what this is all about. It doesn't say, I mean, the steps are critically important, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't sort of say GA is a 12-step program and you got to work the steps, you know. It just says it's a fellowship of men and women going in the same direction. And every one of you, all 25 or 28 over here, that's the bottom line. We're all going in the same direction. You know, I was a very successful failure. I was able to float like nobody else. I was able to float. Six-figure credit card debt at 20 to 23% interest for almost 3 decades. And if you do the math, I can't even do the math. And you know, I always made the minimum payments. I was never late on the minimums. You know, I owed Citibank $170,000 and they would say send us 600. You know, and I would do that for 12 months in a row. And then they would increase my credit line. You know, congratulations, here's another 10,000. That 10,000 went directly to gambling because that was my only way out. I mean, I'm a salesman. I have a good income, but there's no way I'm getting out of this debt, unless I need a pick six, I need a 10 team parlay, blah, blah, blah. So, and I had the nice suits, driving a Saab convertible, pocket full of credit cards, picking up every check. That was me, man. I was just a phony. I was a phony fake. And I was also a fortune teller. I was a really good fortune teller. I knew the results from every game and from every race before it started. I was able to tell fortune. And then I realized I was a misfortune teller, and the insanity of seeing a number 3.5, and I knew the winner. I knew the winner to the point where I'm going to put $1,000 on that game. I couldn't name one player on either side of the field, but I was confident throwing $1,000 on a football game when I saw that 3.5. I'm so grateful to be through that, and I'm so grateful not to be in this game today. They've turned sporting events into a slot machine with a scoreboard. That's the bottom line. And every pull, every play, the prop bets and all this crap that's going on now. Thank God I got out before that. I heard some wonderful things, as I mentioned earlier, from people in this program, from that guy, Bob Y. He said, he told me to put a post-it note on my mirror. Write on this post-it note, you are looking at the problem. And that post-it note is still on my mirror, because I was not the cause of my problem. You were. I blamed my parent. I blamed everybody. Everybody is responsible for my, berserk situation in my life. When I learned that I had to, I caused this, and I have to be the one that's going to get me out of this. So, I'm really grateful for those messages. And he also said another great one, he said the definition of God, not you. That's the best one ever, so it's the wisdom from other men and women. It's the wisdom that I've received, here. And once again, thank God I started to listen. I came into again in 1993. I got married in 1997, and I heard a guy once say, "Thanks to GA, my kids have a shot." It's a big line that I use almost in every meeting. "Thanks to GA, my kids have a shot." And this was 4 years before my daughter was born. But that went to my heart. And I had a daughter and a son, and they're now 25 and 27, and they're flourishing and they're successful. And because I was there, I was present for them every day in their life, and I was not looking at scores, I was not hiding at the track and yada yada yada, so I'm incredibly grateful for that. And I told my son Nate, spend half and save half, you'll be wealthy. That's what my dad told to me, and he was spend half it, but I was never able to do it. My dad made a deal with me, whatever you want, Robert. If you come up with half, I'll come up with the other half. I don't care if it's a Ferrari, if it, whatever. You come up with half, and I'll come up with the other half. And I was never ever able to come up with my half, ever, ever. Because if I had money, it was gone. I couldn't, that old hole in your pocket thing. I couldn't hold on to money. I was trying to get more money, and I thought the way to get more money, was to be in action. And it wasn't an action, it was a transaction. It was constant transaction, transaction, transaction. And once again, I'm really grateful that I pulled out. I made It's incredible that I could put so much money on a horse, on an animal running in a circle, and I knew about that. It's berserk behavior what we do. I remember just, putting my rent on the line. I didn't have the money. That's what we, my rent is due on Wednesday, and I'm owe the bookie, $4,000. And well, I better bet the game tonight. That way I'll get my rent. Remember all that stuff? I mean, we've all been through that. I've learned about the Serenity Prayer, and I've learned about how powerful powerless is. When I recognize that I'm powerless over this disease, things started to happen. And the Serenity Prayer is I have it tattooed on the inside of my eyelids, because I thought I could control everything. I could close my eyes and just think about it and be serene. I just have recently gone through a cancer experience, and the Serenity Prayer saved my life because I honestly realized I could do nothing about this cancer, and I said, I might have cancer, but cancer doesn't have me. And the beauty of this program, so many people said to me, "Hey, Robert, whatever you need, whatever you need." And they meant it. They meant it. I used to say anything to anybody just to make sure they were my friends, so possibly I could, borrow some money from them. I categorized people. You were an R or you were a not, ARE or NOT. And if you were an R, that meant you are somebody I might be able to get some money from. So I would kiss up to you. I would, yeah, whatever it was, just to make sure I was there with you, because one day I'm going to need some money. Or you were a not. If I knew pretty quickly, there's no shot of this. So then, that's how I would judge my friendships. Really stupid, selfish stuff, I think that I learned a lot of things like about service. Service to me is the cornerstone of this program, being involved. And by the way, if you attend a meeting, that's being of service, period. You're of service to another. And so meeting attendance, I still, after all these years, I go to two or three, four, sometimes four live meetings a week because that's where I belong. If I'm in a meeting, I'm not thinking about me. I'm listening to you. The most dangerous place for me is between these two ears. And I learned that as well. So I really encourage people to go to meetings. Zoom has changed the face of Gamblers Anonymous. And I'm so grateful that this whole thing started. And I can't come as often as I used to because I am still working. And, 1 p.m. Pacific time is prime time. But I do try to stop in whenever I can. And I make my meetings. I make my live meetings, Monday night, excuse me, t Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, Sunday morning. That's my rotation, and I'm really grateful for that. I think that I'm going to go back to the fellowship. These are important lessons that I learned. If you're thinking about something you can't share with another member, you're clearly thinking about the wrong thing. If you're not willing to put it on the table, you better take it off the table. And I learned that also the hard way. A couple of months ago, I got this somebody that I knew was doing something with stocks, and I said, "Oh my God, this is great!" But I called a dear friend and I said, "Hey, I have this insider information," and blah 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 blah. And he said, "You would never have bought enough. You would have never sold it on time. You'd have wanted to do on and on and on." So, I took a pass, and I'm grateful that I took a pass, and I'm grateful, that I was able to get that advice. I wanted to, when I my parents, I had an opportunity for my mom and dad to make amends to them. Amends is a big part of this program, and I just remember the hell I put them through. My dad worked really hard. He didn't go to college. I had three brothers and sisters, and he put all of us through school. A hardworking man. He put us through college. I went to Penn State. He paid my tuition. He paid my apartment. He paid my books. He paid, gave me an allowance. I mean, everything. I was on a full scholarship from my dad, not from the school. But in my sophomore year, I found out, oh my God, I could borrow $15,000 a year from the state of Pennsylvania. And I said, "Oh man, that's incredible." So for 3 years, when I graduated from college, I had a $45,000 debt. And I remember when my father saw this note from the state of Pennsylvania, it was devastating. It was absolutely devastating. And, I can't even describe it. You can imagine that, but I gratefully had the chance to make that up to him and to be in this program and to get married and to own a home and to have two children and on and on and on, and those are the stupid things I did to my parents and my brothers and sisters and everybody in my life. If you were in my life, I owed you money. And once again, I'd say anything, to get in your favor. And I would say, there was actually there was an Anachron where I grew up on my friends. They were still my friends. Thank God they're still my friends. But they say I got Bob grade, meaning I was supposed to be there at 1:30, but I never showed up. I was supposed to be here. I never showed up, and I have an opportunity to make amends to just about everybody. The only debt I can't repay is to Gamblers Anonymous. And that's why I continue to come here. I made a promise to my sponsor. I'm not going to fall off again. I did something stupid after having 14 years here, and I gambled and I got caught. Thank God I got caught, because I was sitting here like this, looking at every one of you. I haven't gambled for 14 years. It was bullshit. I gambled in China because nobody was there. I didn't get seen. And then I gambled again in Vegas, and thank God I got caught. So, these are all lessons that I've learned. That's the 5-minute warning. For me, it's a lifelong commitment. And one of the things I heard from my sponsor, Dave, he said, you're going to discover the best thing you could do for yourself is to do something for somebody else. That was not in my realm of thought. Do something for somebody else, and it's going to help me. Well, I learned how to do that, and I look forward. It's the first response for me was always, nope, I can't do that, can't do that. Now it's, well, yeah, I think I could do that. Let me consider this, and da, 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 da. So, that's what it's all about, and that's service. I remember when I, remember earlier I said I'm a thief, and I came to GA, and then they said, after a couple of months, you want to be the treasurer? I would say, you want me to hold the money? Oh my God, that was incredible. And I used to count it every night, $28, $37. I was so nervous, but that got me 6 months. And then I was a secretary, and that got me 6 months. And next thing you know, I had a year. And that's all service related, and it's all program related. I'm so grateful that I'm not part of this gambling scene right now, with all this technology and the prop bets and the cell phone and the apps and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I remember when they put a telephone at the racetrack. I thought that was unbelievable. There's a phone at the racetrack, and I'd leave work, I'd be at the track. And I'd have to call a customer. I'd be on the payphone, and all of a sudden you hear that announcement, post time, 2 minutes to post time. And they said, where are you? I said, well, I'm at the airport. I'm at the airport. I couldn't see I was at the racetrack. Funny things like that, guys. And just, I was always one letter off. It was not, for me, it was a higher powder, not a higher power. And pray was spelled with an E, not an A, because I would pray on anybody or anything to stay in action. Gratitude, I mean, it's just gratitude, and I learned that the antidote to fear is to be grateful. I try to plug in these things. I've got tools now to deal with almost anything. And I had no tools when I got here. Zero, zero. It's amazing that I even got this far, that I joined this program. Actually came here when I was 43. I just turned 75. And I'm so grateful. Once again, my kids are flourishing. I have a gazillion friends from this program all over the country, all over the world. I see Rich M in Minnesota. We met in Chicago. That was unbelievable. And everybody here. So what I do is I make myself available for anybody, anytime, 24/7. And I'll put my posts, I'll post my number in the chat when we can do that. And, that's it, man. You win every bet you don't make. You win every bet you don't make, and you're an instant winner if you hang out. If you hang out, new kids come, and I'm so grateful that I could, that I could be here for somebody, and just watch them. There's a whole new freshman class here in LA. Kids getting a year, 2 years, 3 years, and they're bonding and they're hanging out, and that gives me a lot of pleasure. I call that a return on my investment. When I see somebody get it, when somebody gets it, that's a ROI. That's a return on my investment that, money can't measure. So, I could go on forever, but I think I'm going to quit. Once again, thanks for this opportunity. Don't bet, period. And life gets good. Life gets good. Thanks. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me here today.
Wow, what an amazing meeting, Robert. Thank you so much. Try to cut this. Thank you so much for your share today. You know, this, I believe, is one of the best of the six, and this is the sixth one, and I'm so grateful for that. Wow. 40 of us here, 40, as Susie always says, 40 miracles on this call was able to hear your share. And the best part of it is recorded, and it will last just like the other five for a long, long time to be able to help even others in the
I always
future.
wanted to be a
So
recording
really
artist.
appreciate this. Now, we're not quite over yet because the second part of this is where we can ask some questions, or if there's anybody has a comment for Robert, you can just put up your virtual hand and we can take you in order. We already have one there, Smokey 41, which is AKA Joseph M. And why don't we just get right into that? Again, Robert, thank you. Thank you for your service today, and thank you for being here and your remarkable share. So here we go. First is Joseph M, followed by Anne, and then Frank. So go ahead, Smokey, take it away.
Hey, dude, building bridges, man. That's what it's all about. That's what I did in Chicago. Hey, here's my question. I have an appointment for you. I have an appointment. Somebody asked me last night, how about Walt? I says, I don't think so, but I have an appointment for you. That this person I'm trying to get after 6 years, one day. Okay. I'm just telling him one day. So after 14 years, correct? After 14 years, you went back and you came back. But what is the consequence of somebody that knows the word, they understand. Here it is again, and people heard this 3 minutes with me and Claire. They understand they're a compulsive gambler, but they don't understood that they can recover. I should give you this person to work with. It's not your brother either. You know, I'm talking about, he used to be in California, somebody else. How would you go about it? Because someone suggested Walt, and I said, Walt's got enough on his hands. He's in a lot of pain. You have to pray for Walt and Marshall. So how would you answer that, dude? And building bridges, man, I think. That's the name of keep on going on.
Hey, Smokey, first of all, this is a disease, and I'm full of forgiveness when people come and go. I've known phenomenal men and women with a lot of time, and they go, and then I get pissed because I trusted them with my emotions, with my feelings, and yada yada yada. But I no longer get angry when that happens to a member. I just pray that they come back, and I understand this really is a disease, And what I tell, this is the only side of the road where things change. That side of the road, gambling, it will always be the same. It will always be the same. The odds are written in steel and concrete. You can't win. The house always wins. And nothing's ever going to change on that side of the fence. Everything on this side of the fence is going to change. Like me, I was scared to death to buy a couch. Now I have a home, in El Segundo. And in other words, that's what happens when you stop. So I would just encourage this guy, one day at a time. It's really 1 second at a time. The bet doesn't come in a day, it comes in a second. And you just have to understand it's always going to be the same. Gambling is going to be waiting for you when you get back, and it'll be the same wait. So that's what I would say to this guy. And I'm happy to talk to him, Smokey. Thanks.
Thank you both. Great question, great answer, Robert. Appreciate that. We move over on to Anne from Australia. Anne, nice to see you here. Will you have a question or comment?
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I'd like to have a comment to Robert. I just want to say thank him so much. I really related to him, especially a bit with society. I knew everything. I knew I was going to win. I do neurology and I count the numbers. I count the days. Like today is, say, 15, 5 and 1 is 6, and then the month, and then the year. And then I'll think, that's the machine that I'll go and play because it's going to pay me. And that's exactly how I used to play. So thank you so much, Robert.
I'm having difficulty hearing the transmission.
I think, there's a lot of compliments to you and your
Thank you.
Chris and if I was mistaken, Anne, please forgive me. And then we move on to Frank S. He's just listening, but he might be talking too. Let's see. Frank, you're next.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Frank S., and I am a very grateful recovering, compulsive gambler. So glad to be here today. Today marks 5,563 days since my last bet. And wow, what an amazing share. Of course, I've heard probably all of Robert's shares here on Zoom, but also weekly for many, many, many years, multiple times a week. And I always pick up something new from you, Robert. Thank you so much for all your service. And Robert's a guy, usually the introductions are done before, but I want to do this one after. Robert's a guy that, in my mind, I don't know anybody, and my first meeting was a little over 50 years ago, that's been more attuned to fellowship than him. And when he came in many years ago, of course, he was hip, slick, and cool, and he still is that way today. This guy relates to 18, 19, 20, 25-year, anybody that comes in. The connection that he has with them, the relatability is blows me absolutely away. I just like you to talk about a couple of things, the importance of fellowship, and maybe your thoughts about how, well, I know how important that's been to you, and I'm lucky to be part of the local fellowship with you. And Robert and I live not too far away from each other. We do bike rides from time to time when we're not going through some health issues. And we've just have just an amazing friendship and a great respect for one another. But fellowship has been probably one of your strongest suits. I think it's gotten you through so much, so many of the challenges that you've had in your life. So I'd like you to talk about that, but also related to how what somebody might be able to do that's on a Zoom call that can't necessarily get to local meetings. And maybe you have some thoughts about that. But also, I want you to share about your experience with our convention and the upcoming convention next year, and how important art and music has been in recovery, and how you've been able to relate and share a lot of your story through your music and through your musical talent. So yeah, I'm giving you a lot to talk about. So please go ahead and thank you again for all you do for me and for us and everyone in this program.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, no way. I forgot even what I was asking, but
All right. Once again, I call them these members here. You're my board of directors, as I respect it. I have a board of directors international. Thanks to the Zoom program, I've been to London. I've been to meetings in London, and I went to Chicago and I met all these people that I've met from everywhere. I've been to meetings in Tasmania at 4 in the morning. It's just the fellows is the cornerstone of this program. Being with people that are headed in the right direction, being with people that you can talk up to. Nobody's going to be in shock. I'm not in shock when I hear anything, and I've heard everything. I heard the other day in a meeting, and I've been here since '93. Unbelievable. This woman, her husband's, she's busted, 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 and she lives someplace in, whatever. So she's a shopping addict and a gambling addict, but he's acceptable of the shopping, but really intolerant of the gambling. So she goes to Walmart and she takes her phone and hides it in the women's restroom. So when he tracks her, it says she's at Walmart. And she went to the casino. I thought that was one of the greatest things I ever heard. You know, that's really, really clever. I did some crap, but I that just, you know, once again, these are the stories that you hear. You know, one and you know, music, you know, we had a, as you could see it, it's on these Zoom recordings. We had artistic expressions of recovery that myself and Raul, we started, we did a workshop and with people with all walks of talent, you know, poetry, music, comedy, drama, art, you know, just artistic expressions of recovery. And I'm trying to have this done at the convention, the 70th anniversary of GA, which is coming up next September. I'm hoping that people from all over the world will have an opportunity to do an artistic expression of recovery. I couldn't afford a guitar when I was gambling, and I used to go play these guitars, these Martin guitars, for $3,000. I go, God, if I could only have this Martin guitar, oh. And then I would go to the racetrack and I would lose $3,000. I could have bought that guitar. And then the next week, man, I'm such a loser. You know, here I am working hard. I can't even get this guitar. And then I'd lose that guitar again, you know. So finally, when I stopped, I was able to get a guitar. By the way, I now have 13 guitars. And, but Dave Kay said, you should write a musical share. And I'll do that some other time, but I wrote a musical share about my horse racing. So it just anything that get me my, you know, art and theater, whatever, those are things that just got me out of the casino and not even, I very rarely think of it. What I do think about is how grateful I am that I'm not part of it.
Beautiful, beautiful answer. And you I heard you on the guitar. You've played many songs and you've incorporated GA into your songs and into your entertainment as well. I really enjoyed those. I haven't recorded. They're in our recording shares. That's different from the six other ones. So thank you, Robert, for that. Appreciate it. And we go to Rich M in Minnesota. Rich, look at that big smile over there. Welcome. Nice to see you. It just takes a while to unmute. Don't worry, everybody's goes through that. And
All right,
whenever.
I got it. Hi, Robert. So good to see you, man, and so good to hear you. You know, you went through some stuff. I know you did, and I am so glad to hear you again. I remember so many of your shares, and well, first I'll just say that it was such a great thing when I met you, Frank, Smokey in Chicago at the convention. That was just fabulous. That was really that started me on truly that kept me going on the road to recovery. Let's put it that way. I haven't made a bet since January, or no, yeah, January 3rd, 2023. So it's a little while. I don't have anything like you and Frank and Smokey have, and I never will. But I don't care. Hey, I'll tell you something. I never heard the one you just said about, you know, the definition of God on a post-it note. Not you. I love that. I love that. Hey, but I heard all the stories, the sweaters, you know, the stolen sweaters, to the sulky driver, the what's her name that was going to have a baby at the card table and she had to leave. Yeah, I heard them all. I'll tell you, I've listened to everyone and I've listened to them a couple of times. And I know you criticized me. You said, how the hell can you listen to those that many times? But I do. But Robert, I don't have any questions. You answered them all many times. But I just want to say thanks and good to see you. And I like you, I keep coming back, man. This is where it's at. Anyway, that's
Rich,
all I got, buddy.
no, you got a lot, man. Thank you so much. Remember your assignment. Stay healthy and get out here in 2027. You know, that's the bottom line. And, you know, I love you, man, because you're a horse player. There are not too many horses coming in here these days. It's, you know, but I think the horses are still running. But anyway, thanks, Rich. I love you.
It's such a beautiful thing. I was looking at the smiles. I was looking at the life that we get to have without gambling today. It's so beautiful, so natural, it's so easy. And just flows instead of the craziness we had to go through. So beautiful. Thank you both for that. And Luca D, you're up next. Welcome. All the way from overseas there.
Very nice presentation. I'm Luca, 196 days in the recovery, still at 26 years of old. My way started when I was a kid, 10 years old. So before I even know what my name really is. And then went off for 10 years and then reappeared later on at 24, 93. So regarding this fear that you mentioned and gratitude, I noticed this also, that in one way, fear is really related to this aggression, and gratitude is kind of antidote to it. And I was wondering maybe if you can have a word more about this connection with fear and gratitude, because it's I find it very worthwhile. Thank you for your contributions.
Hey, thank you, Luca, and congratulations on your time and for being here. I'll tell you, my recent cancer experience, that's the epitome of fear. When I got that call, hey, listen, man, we got the results and you have cancer. And I went, oh my God. My fear went originally to my children. Like, what if I don't pull through this, And then I started to, journaling for me is critically important. And I started, I realized, I started writing about this whole thing. I might have cancer, but cancer doesn't have me. That's the epitome of gratitude. There's one little part of me, but there's other 100 parts of me, and I'm going to get through this. And the old fear when I was buried alive, I mean, I had my pressure relief and they told me what to do. I owed this bookie $15,000, and he was expecting me in his office the next day with an envelope with $5,000. And the guys that did my pressure relief said, "Give him 50, and tell him you'll give him 100 the next week, and maybe 100 the next week." I was sweating bullets. I was scared to death. This guy was not a nice guy. And I went in there, and I hand and I this I was the epitome of fear. I handed them a $50 bill, and he looked at me like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Pardon my language. And I said, his name was Marty. I said, "Marty, I joined Gamblers Anonymous. I have a very serious problem. I will deal with this. I promise. Please be patient." And you know what he said? "Okay." Everybody played, and so that was the first stab of gratitude that I am so grateful to be a part of this program. And that was Larry A, who's still here, Bill B is still here, and God bless Dave K. Those guys did my pressure relief. So knowing that I'm not in it alone, being alone is pretty fearful, but I'm not alone. I have so many people. First of all, I really know a couple hundred people in this program from all over the country, and I have people to talk to. If you could get it out, fear is something that we stuff it. We stuff it. And God forbid I should tell somebody I'm scared, But now I know a hundred people I could call up and say, "Oh my God, what am I going to do? How can I get out of this?" Blah, blah, blah. And then you get the advice. So just, you're not alone, And the greatest fear for me and most people is just being alone. And by the way, alone doesn't mean alone. It means all one. And we got a chance here to be all one. So, Luca, thanks. Keep coming back, man.
Beautiful. Thank you both for that. I know the name Walt D has been mentioned a couple of times already during the meeting, and Walt D is in the meeting with us right now. He's down there. And I just wanted to, he may want to talk, he may not, but I just want to also acknowledge the fact that, he's going through some issues himself, and I care for you. I love you, Walt. You're a big member of our program as well. I wish you all the best, and I'm praying for your speedy recovery. Thank you for being here, Walt. All right, so beautiful. I guess I could go, but I'd like to go last. Is there anybody else that would like to share or like to make any comments? Or here we go. Zaire, welcome. I'm sure I asked you to unmute and welcome. We have a Robert G here today.
Oh, this is a speaker's meeting?
It's a speaker meeting, but if you have a quick something you want to say, that's fine. We're not, right now we're commenting and making questions for Robert. You have a question about GA in general, he'll be able to answer it for you.
No, it's not fitting. I wanted a rant about my, I'm ready to go to the casino, but I didn't,
Let's go
so
ahead. Talk
it
about
wouldn't
whatever
be
you want.
appropriate. Maybe it is appropriate. I don't
It is
know. Maybe
appropriate.
it
It is
is a,
appropriate. Talk to me.
maybe a suffering member is appropriate, maybe in a speaker's, because it's reality,
Go ahead and talk, please.
and looks like I know some familiar faces here. This last gentleman spoke, I've met you. And yeah, it's nice though. It's the first thing I heard was your voice, and yeah, I met you at a Santa Monica meeting. But yeah, it's yeah, the struggle continues. I didn't I'm still in my car. I didn't go. I have extreme pressure on me, financial, but I had the courage and the and maybe I just took a spin around and I'm in my car and I didn't go to the ATM. And I guess I gotta kind of air that out. It's something that's part of what the spirit of the program has taught me, that look, it's not gonna get any better if you go put in a bet, get in a card game. You're just delaying the inevitable of losing more dollars and funds and mortgage money and food money. And so that's where it's headed. And that's the reality of it. I had to kind of speak it to my fellow members. You guys are just taking a stand, and most of you have beat it. Most of you. And then I love the fact that even if you beat it, you don't admit you beat it. You said, I'm still a gambler. And that is saying that this is a brotherhood, that we are one. I think that makes it, the unity is wonderful. And so those of us that come in new and fresh, you got this. We're so lucky to be part of this. I can't go anywhere. I have nowhere else to go. Where was I going to go? I mean, I can't call a friend. They're like, oh man, I don't know what to tell you. What are they going to do? Nothing. Nothing. And so yeah, I'm glad I'm here. I'm sorry the interruption of this is just the reality of a struggling member. And but I'm making the decision not to go. And I needed to just kind of tell you guys. I wanted to tell on myself. And sometimes it's just this is where how I beat it. I'm not white knuckling it. I think I'm doing what I've been taught by members throughout the last 20 years. So there you have it. This is a testament to the program that me I didn't make a decision to go. So thanks for listening.
There, that was beautiful. I'm so glad you came on and shared. If you, after you stop driving or whatever, you're going to find my phone number in the chat for you. And as soon as this meeting's over, please call me. Let's talk about this. And the last thing you want to go right now is into a casino, into any place where you can do it. So please, I was in your situation. I sat in that car, but I didn't call GA. I called the banks. I got more monies. I'm so grateful for you right now. So I'll put my number in there as soon as I start talking. And I really appreciate you being here and sharing with us. And Robert, would you like to say a few words too while I put the
Once again, thanks for that share. Really important share. I mentioned about one decision at a time, one step at a time. So congratulations on those decisions. What I like to tell people is the movie ends the same way. Like, how many times are you going to watch the movie? It ends the same way, but we go and see the same movie expecting a different ending. I just want to tell you, congratulations on one decision at a time, because that's all any of us have, you know?
That was beautiful. And you should have the number there. And I know you. I've seen you in person. And we're gonna get through this together. So please call me. All right. Thank you again for being here.
Dan, excuse me. Let me just step in a moment. Zara, good to see you, and glad, great, grateful for your share. I happen to do the editing for all the recordings.
Are you okay with this part of the recording staying in on our website? I mean, it's important, and your share was powerful, but I need to know that before I submit it up for, the website.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. That's going to bring a lot of members also to help them as well. So thank you for being here, Zaire, and looking forward to talking to you very soon. Okay, so we have Emmanuel next. We have Jen S and George C. So Emmanuel, welcome to you as well. And would you like to make a comment, or you have any questions for Robert?
I would like to share, if it's okay.
Sure, go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm Emmanuel. I'm a compulsive gambler. I'm new to GTA, only 13 days. Last bet was on April 1st. But these days that I've been joining the meetings, I feel so much happier. Like, I feel like a weight was lifted off my shoulders because I don't worry anymore. I know I have financial problems, but meetings make it so much better. Like, I don't think about them. And I'm looking forward to be joining these meetings because they really help me every day. Like, I join once or twice daily, and I go to in-person meetings once a week. So I'm just really thankful for you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel. And for you, we're going to ask as well. This is right now being recorded. And are you okay with having this, what you just said, on the recording? You just have to say yes or no.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for that. So we have that. Again, we're very, very making sure everything gets right here. So Jen S, I'm so glad you're here as well today. You've been coming regularly recently, and I'm happy for that. You're up next, please.
Can you hear me? Everything froze up a minute there.
Oh yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh,
Rob.
okay. Everything kind of
Hello.
froze up, so I didn't hear you ask me to come in. Jen S., compulsive gambler. I just wanted to jump in and thank Robert for his share. Miss you at these as a regular at these meetings. I heard I think a handful of your speaker shares before, and they're all great. But I think this one was the best. And so I want to say I miss you, and I could listen to your shares and your stories all day long. So said a lot of powerful things, and I'm going to have to go back and play the recording so I can write some of the things down and keep them with me. But
Not a
just
gift.
wanted to say thanks.
Well, thank you for those beautiful words. I really appreciate it. Once again, I'm just repeating all the stuff I said was something that was told to me, embellished to my own experience. But, thank God I came here and learned what I learned.
There's that honest man again. Thank you, Robert. George C. from Chicago. Nice to see you, George. And then we'll follow by Luke.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thanks for protecting enrollment for those on the other side. Robert, it's really good to hear your voice. I did have the pleasure of meeting you in Chicago. And my question, I got 100 of them, but here's one I'm going to go with. I hope it's worthy. Do you do a 10-step inventory or anything similar like that every day? Thank you very much.
I don't, I journal and I write questions. I don't know if that interprets into taking an inventory, but journaling is the key for me to just write things down. As I said, when I was supposed to call Dave K, sometimes I write, I have nothing to write, and so my inventory, it's funny when it says take a personal inventory. When I came here, my shelves were empty. I had no inventory, and slowly the shelves got full with beautiful things. So, that's what I do. I journal and I write.
Well, did that answer your question, George?
It sure did, and I'm very appreciative.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, Robert. And then we go to Luke W. Welcome, Luke. Oops. Sorry about that. I tried to mute one more time. There
There
we
we
go.
go. All right. Luke, compulsive gambler, just wanted to say thank you, Robert. This is day 11. Not I've been kind of in and out of the program for 2, 3 years, but Day 11. I guess I kind of know the answer. I'm kind of in a similar state to Zaire, or I got done working today. I get paid cash. I work in the golf business, so I had some cash and I wanted to go to the casino. And my girlfriend, the first thing she said was, "Hop on a GA meeting." And I was on this meeting, and wouldn't you know it, I don't want to go. I do have this. I'm really struggling right now with this. This kind of goes with my question. I'm really struggling with. I was a big sports bettor. I don't have money in an account, so I've been placing what you call fake bets or ghost bets, or and I know it's not healthy. And I was actually, since I wasn't going to go to the casino, I was going to put like $800. Or sorry, we're not supposed to say. I was going to put some money into a sports book, and I'm having real trouble with going all in. But I guess my question is, you were a sports bettor. How were you able to? I still love watching sports. I'm just struggling with that. Even like I'm in the book, it says, for money or not. I'm having trouble drawing the line on that. Even if it's a fake bet, the emotion is still tied to it, or whatever. I guess my question is, how were you able to? I don't even know what my question is.
I understand your question.
All right,
Luke,
thank you.
I understand it. Here, I'm going to tell you a great line that was told to me. When you bet with your mind, you lose it. That's the bottom line. When you bet with your mind, you lose it. I try to draw imagery, a picture. And here's a picture that I want you to think about. When LeBron James misses a free throw, hops in his Rolls-Royce and he drives back to his mansion. That missed free throw costs me my rent. And you're betting on athletes, millionaires who are making millions to play this game, and they could give a flying hoot if they win or lose. They get paid whether they win or lose. If you want to see some great athletic competition, the loser doesn't get paid. We'll see some amazing games, And like I said, these guys, for me, when I was betting sports, that field goal, that cost me my car payment or whatever, but for that guy, it just was another Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon. That's all. So you got to draw the imagery of what you're, putting your money on. And like I said, I was, when I saw those lines, 3.5, whatever, I love sports. Once again, I went to Penn State, and I have the pleasure and the reward of walking away from a double overtime with 3 seconds. I could give a crap what's going to happen, and I pray and I hope that you get there. But you just have to, I'm going to suggest to you, first of all, congratulations on your time. Every day is gigantic. You got to think about sports. Men running up and down the field in tights, animals running in circles. And we're willing to put hard dollars on that stuff. It's crazy, and the odds, just be careful, okay? And if you're a sports fan and you're gambling, you're not a fan, you're a customer, and you're part of a big conglomeration to take your money. And these sites and all these casinos, and they prey on the people like us that can't control it. That's where they get all their money. They don't, the people that can randomly come and go, they don't give a crap about them, but they're focused on you. They're focused on me. And now the technology, the algorithms, they know where you are. They know you lost four in a row. Let's give that guy a bonus. Let's give him a free play. You're playing against a machine that you can never beat. So just, and even if you win, so what? You won. What is that going to change your life? It isn't. It's just going to give more activity. So just be careful and understand that the odds are in stone and concrete, and you can't win. And I used to say to my dad, he would be yelling, "Dad, He goes, "Son, you can't win." I say, "Dad, if you couldn't win, it wouldn't be there." That was my rationale. So just be careful, Luke, and come back.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
And take that picture in your head of LeBron missing a free throw, and he gives two shits about that free throw.
Right, for sure. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was beautiful. All right. Well, thank you both for that. And we'll leave the few seconds here if there's anybody else who'd like to make a comment or have any questions for Robert. And if you happen to be on a flip phone and you can't really see us and you want to share, there's nobody with hands up right now. Smokey Joe, I thought second double
What
dipping.
next? What's next for you? What's next for you? You said you wanted to be a recording artist. Do it. Smokey was. Do it. Get it done. What's next for you, Robert?
What's next is tomorrow. That's all we got. What's next is what I'm going to do when I hang up. I'm going to go sell something.
Sounds good.
Okay. I gave you brother's number too.
Thank you.
Maybe you have some psychology with them.
Right.
Much. I'm going to wait for another few
Well,
seconds.
that's another. I want to say another thing. Therapy is really important. If you really have, this is a disease, and there are professional therapists, there's that are available, and you could get. The state of California offers, free guidance, but this is the therapy, GA, I used to talk to a therapist, but if your therapist never needed a touchdown with 42 seconds to go for overtime, he doesn't know what that feels like. We know what that feels like. So that's why you can share it with guys like us,
Sounds great. And we have Declan. Thank you, Declan. Just so you know, I opened up the chat for everybody. So if you want to send a message directly to another person right now, you can. If you want to look for sponsors or whatever you're looking for, you can do so now. And I would encourage you to do so. And then we're going to move over to Declan. And Declan, being a big service at our meeting as well. Welcome, Declan. Nice to see you. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm Declan S., compulsive gambler. No gambling to report. I think I'm right around day 850. If that's not the day, it's very close. I want to publicly thank Robert G. for following through with me. I had a medical scare that I went through. Robert went through something similar. And he followed through. He called me, he texted me, and behind the scenes and out of earshot of everyone else, he's a stand-up guy. I really appreciate the time and effort that Robert gave to me very recently. And if you ever have an occasion to call on him, he will definitely be there for you. So I wanted to say thank you publicly, Robert, for your support in my case. And I really appreciate it. I'm Declan S., compulsive gambler. And I will be back.
Hey Declan, when you called me with the good news, I was dancing in the streets, okay? And as I said earlier, the best thing I could do for me is do something for you, and that's where the rewards come for me, period. And it helped me helping you. And then when I heard the good news, I'm not kidding you, it could bring me to tears. So thank you for what you said. I appreciate it.
That was so beautiful. And we have Brent. Brent, please come on in. You should be able to unmute. There you go.
Brent Dyck, compulsive gambler, absolutely for sure, no doubt about it. Grateful to be here for many reasons. I like to say for myself because I know where I could be. Really appreciate the meeting and the perspective and information given. It's really, really great for me. Really appreciate it. It's a very, I don't know if I said this already, June 13th, 2021, date of my last bet. And, I'm really a fan of folks who are able to move forward from this particular disease and, move on with life in whatever capacity. I'm really getting a solid perspective on that. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Beautiful.
Another thing I heard once, once again, these are all things I learned from other people. Gambling is something we did. It is not who we are. And you're great without it. You really are great without it, and just try not to do it. I don't know, but thanks for being here.
So beautiful. And Robert, I guess I'm going to go now. Dan H., compulsive gambler. I've known you for quite a while. And I remember back in the day, the one thing that hasn't changed between us, we're still compulsive gamblers, no matter how many years went by, no matter where we are today. But what has changed, at least for me, I can't talk about anybody else. I'm beginning to see there's another better way out there without the gambling, and that there might be even a better way for me to become a better person in these meetings, not just stopping gambling. That's the beautiful part of it. And the friendship, the fellowship that is so uniquely you have a way of just enjoying life to the fullest without gambling, without all that insanity. You found a way to turn that around and find other hobbies and help others. And when it comes to having fun, you're the guy. Let's go to eat. Let's go to do this. It's always action. It's always moving around instead of just sitting there and moping. And I lost my money again. Totally different attitude, but I'm still a compulsive gambler today. Even with all my recovery, I can have 50 years, I'll still be there. But I really, really enjoy the fact that we can enjoy our lives without the insanity. I didn't think there would be any other enjoyment except drinking, drugging, and alcohol, and then of course the gambling and the cigarettes and the smoke and the insanity of it, the drugs, right? No, there's actually a better life without that. And I could never imagine it till I have it here. And you showing me how to enjoy life even more without it. And I'm so grateful for that. If anything else, the laughter and the fun we've had over the years, I can't even, if I think about it brings me just so much joy. All the fellowship we've had, all the dinners, all the events, all the places we've seen each other. And at the end of the day, you and I were susceptible to that bet. It can happen anytime, and that's why I keep coming to these meetings, and you as well, to stay away from that insanity. And so grateful to know you. Thank you so much for your service again. And I think we've hit the limit at six, right? I'll have to ask Frank about that, but I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Six a year, and really appreciate it. So at this point, if there's nobody else that wants to share, unless you want to say something else, I'm going to turn off the recording.
Hey, just one thing, Dan. First of all, thank you. Secondly, the 17-page combo book, I always share this, and it says in that book, no compulsive gambler ever recovers. And like you just mentioned, I'm going to be a compulsive gambler till I'm 6 feet under, and I'm well aware of that, And that's a 17-page booklet. It's my manual for a happy, successful life for all of us. I always say the manual for my car is 600 pages, but the manual for my life is 17. So if you don't have a yellow combo book, my phone's in the chat. If you put in your name and address, I'll send you a yellow combo book. Thanks for letting me share today, guys. Incredible.
Beautiful.